This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Kia ora and welcome to the Joy Jam. You're listening to Marie Gibson. I'm the host of this podcast and it is number 240. Looked it up today, so I knew exactly what number it was. Right, on today's episode, I want to talk about, I haven't got my cape. I should have bloody worn a cape. You know how I like to get into costume. I want to talk about our superpower, the joy of embracing our own superpower. And this is a subject that I feel like I'm finally getting a handle on at 54, but it has taken me years to fight that, I don't know, that tall poppy thinking in New Zealand and actually claim that I'm even fucking really good at something, you know? And I think a lot of us are. Many of us spend years trying to fit in before we realize that the very thing that makes us different or that sets us apart or the thing that we were a bit embarrassed about is probably the thing that makes us the most powerful. So I thought that I had to hide who I really was, that if the world knew how my story of shame and overcoming the type of shame that I have, then I was never going to be worthy of love and belonging and connection. But it turns out that being vulnerable and admitting and overcoming and talking about what I've overcome is in fact a superpower of mine, and that I have helped inspire so many other people simply because I was prepared to embrace my superpower, the thing that set me apart, the thing that made me unique. You know, in New Zealand, we often grow up in this culture of humility. And, you know, humility in itself is a beautiful quality. Keeps us grounded, keeps us grateful, connected. But what happens when humility becomes self-erasure? You know, what happens when we become so worried about appearing arrogant that we start hiding our gifts? And I have seen this, I've done it. We become so worried about appearing arrogant and appearing like, who does she think she is? And it's just another shame tapping in a different way. You know, if it's not, we're a mistake for who we are, it's the who do you think you are? We start downplaying our achievements. You know, we don't feel like we can say, oh my God, right? Wasn't I great? I felt amazing and I looked amazing doing it, you know. Imagine if I walked off stage and did that. And I should be able to because I am a good actor. We dismiss our compliments. I know I've been guilty of that. You know, someone says to me, gosh, what beautiful hair. Oh, yeah, well, it's dirty at the moment. Or, oh, yeah, it really needs dyeing again. I can't just say thank you. Like, I'm learning to, but it certainly doesn't fucking come naturally to us in this country, I don't think. We shrink ourselves in order to make other people comfortable. Oh, yes, I've done that. Don't overshadow the boss in the room. Don't, you know, have everyone look at you because then the boss is going to get pissed off. You know, that type of thing. What if there is a difference between arrogance and ownership? So I want to talk to you a bit about that today. Arrogance, I think, says I'm better than you. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about standing in the power of our own light. Ownership then looks like this is what I bring. And I believe that at what point are we going to own what we bring to the table and be able to celebrate what we bring to the table, what's more. One pushes others down. The other one simply stands tall. And yet, in this country, we get those a bit confused. Because we think standing tall in any way is a bad thing. Tall poppy and all of that. So I wrote some questions that I want to explore with you. Well, I didn't really answer them. I just posed the questions and I thought we could discuss this. What is the thing people have always noticed about you? So the thing that people have always noticed about me is my ability to make people comfortable. People have always said to me, gosh, I can tell you anything. I think because I'm open, I'm honest, I'm not afraid to be vulnerable. But I think it goes beyond that. It also is people can feel that lack of judgment from me. So they feel they can admit things that they're not proud of to me and know that I get it. I absolutely get it. There have been things that I thought that my life would simply end if people knew. For example, being a sex worker, I thought that if my kids knew what I had done in my life, that I wasn't going to be worthy of even being their mother. That narrative survived their whole childhood. And they were an adult when I finally realized that I thought that they already knew, so the only thing that I could do was I didn't want to lie to them. I didn't want to say that that was false. So the only thing I could do was protect my relationship with them, and I admitted to what I was. And you know what? My kids didn't even care. They were so proud of me and my journey and the person that I am, that they weren't going to judge me. And yet, this is what we think. We allow shame to drive us down and drive our achievements down. And that type of shame stopped me from excelling my whole life. And then when I finally got a handle on it, got prepared to embrace me, you know, stand in the power of my own light. Well, my body's packed up and I can't pursue very much of fucking anything except for being able to stand on the world stage and inspire other people to stand in the power of their own light. So that's why this was important for me. And I guess answering that question, what is it that other people have noticed about you? Well, it's that. So next question. What comes naturally to you that seems difficult for others? Well, for me, it's standing in front of other people. It's public speaking. I know that it is literally terrifying for some people. And I get stage fright, don't get me wrong, but I do. I have a gift for speaking in public, for bringing people together. You know, I think I make a pretty good MC. I make people feel comfortable in the audience. And it's not through being perfect by any means. In fact, I'm probably the most flawed MC that you could think of because I stand there talking about all of my flaws. Not in a self-deprecating way, but just in a real, raw, and authentic way. So I think that that's what comes naturally to me. What comes naturally to you? See, asking yourself these questions that I'm talking about might help unleash your superpower if, in fact, you don't believe that you have one. Because we've all got one, honey. I'm telling you, there is something that sets you apart from everybody else. There might be other people that share the same type of superpower, but no one will be able to embrace it just like you with your specific set of skills, right? Okay, what do people thank you for? They thank me for listening. They thank me for understanding. They thank me for inspiring them. They thank me for being me. Most of all, I think, they thank me for being me. And considering I spent so fucking long trying not to be me, trying to be anybody else but me, because I just thought I was this royal screw-up of a woman. And yet, it's the thing that people love the most about me. How about that? They thank me just for being me. I don't think I always got thanked for being me when I was trying to be somebody else. And I was so anxious trying to become somebody else that if a person was astute enough, they could have seen through the mask and see the real me. You know, underneath the anxiety of pretending to be somebody else. Okay, what lights you up so much that you lose track of time? Oh, acting, rehearsing, being on stage, being in front of people. You know, again, for me, it all comes down to that. I know that my voice is my superpower. You know, I can sit here and talk away to you about God knows what. And then I look up and realize, oh my God, have I been talking for that long? I've lost track of time. So what lights you up so much? Is it artwork? Is it writing? Is it running? Is it, I don't know, is it helping other people? What is it that you lose track of time over? What passion is it that you have? And what part of yourself have you spent years trying to hide? Well, I spent years trying to hide who I was entirely. I tried to hide my story. I tried to hide my sexual shame. I tried to hide the parts of me that have helped me understand people. And I tried to hide that. Often our superpower isn't something big and dramatic. You know, like I'm not a neurosurgeon and perform miracles on the daily. I get that. And you might not be either. You know, your superpower might be kindness. It might be humour. You might have the ability, you know, in a room full of people that are having a really hard time, you might just have a way about you that makes people laugh, that puts people at ease. And cracking a joke in the right place, you know, a tasteful one, or perhaps not, you know, depending on where you are. Knowing the difference is always good, you know, a bit of astuteness is good, but having a great sense of humour. Wow, what a superpower that is. Your creativity. You know, I think all creative people have a superpower. And their creativity is part of that superpower. And I also think that all people can be creative if they choose to. Resilience. Maybe resilience is your superpower. I know it ties in nicely to mine. Whew, I've needed a bit of resilience to survive in this body of mine. Listening. Is listening your superpower? It never used to be mine, but I think I'm a really good listener. Now, I had to become way less self-absorbed in order to become a good listener. I also had to get a handle on my, is it a neurospicy thing? Is it ADHD? I don't know. But when someone's talking to you and you're pretending that you're listening, but you're going over a million and one thoughts in your head, and I've had to learn to slow all of that down and really, really just focus on what that person's saying so that I can listen to them, so that I can support my friends. And there have been plenty of times when I've acted like I was listening and I wasn't, and I deeply regret that. You know, my father, I used to pretend that I was listening to, and now I don't even know the stories that he was trying to teach me because I wasn't bloody listening. Okay. So, that's what I was saying. I just had a complete mind blank then. Listening, that's what was the word. What was another one that I had written here? Encouraging others. You know, are you like the world's biggest cheerleader? What a friggin' superpower that can be. Everyone needs a cheerleader in their corner. And if you're your family's cheerleader, then cup pie to you. Making people feel seen. I like to put a little asterisk next to that one myself. I believe that I help people feel seen. I see people. I see the real them, and I believe they're beautiful anyway. You know, they're often what they think is their ugliness is in fact what makes them beautiful to me. Bringing people together. Are you that host that just has that way of bringing your family together, bringing your friends together, bringing your community together? It's a superpower, my friend. You know, how many of us spend our whole childhood believing that our uniqueness is a flaw? I know I did. I knew that I was a good actor and that that wasn't a flaw, but I thought being able to be proud of it was. You know, the sensitive child, they're told that they're too emotional. The energetic child is told that they're too much, or that they've got ADHD, but that they've got to be medicated because being energetic and running around, there's something wrong with that. The dreamers told that they're unrealistic. The curious, that curious child is told that they just ask too many questions. Why? Because I said so. You know, and you just really need to understand every facet of whatever it is that you're looking at. Yet, years later, those very qualities can become strengths. Sensitivity becomes empathy. Energy becomes leadership. Imagination becomes creativity. Curiosity becomes wisdom, and so on. The thing we were teased for can often be the gift that we offer the world. You know, how many people were teased mercilessly for something, whether it was, whether they thought that someone was a geek, and then that geek goes ahead and wins the Nobel Peace Prize for developing some, amazing thing that's going to help people. Whatever it is. But often what we get teased for is all tied up in that gift. I got teased about my weight mercilessly, and I didn't want to live in the body that I was in. And yet I turn around now and it's the very body that I'm living in that is causing such an inspiration to other people. Go figure. Some mornings when I wake up, Jesus, it's not that inspiring, I tell you. So, standing in our own light. How did I become capable of standing in the power of my own light? It took therapy. It took peeling back all those layers of not feeling good enough, not feeling smart enough, not feeling beautiful enough, all of that, peeling it all back and accepting and embracing who I really am. Because there comes a moment in life when we stop asking permission to be ourselves. I certainly did. I just couldn't hide who I was anymore. I was getting tired of it. I just wanted to be me, and I wanted the world to see me. Because if we're not prepared to be real with anybody in our life, then when we leave this mortal coil, we leave this world without anyone truly knowing us. And I don't know about you, but that depresses the hell out of me. So there comes a moment when we've got to stop asking permission to be ourselves, not because everyone approves, because not everyone approves of me and my potty mouth, not because everyone understands, because there are going to be people in your life that don't understand you. And that's okay. That's okay. You, no doubt, I hope, have the right people surrounding you and lifting you up and who understand you. So not everyone is going to understand you, but because we realize the world doesn't need another copy, it needs the original. I think there is nothing more boring than a group of girls all looking and acting exactly the same. The same hairdo, the same clothing, the same fake nails, fake tan, fake eyelashes. You know, all got that long, straight, blonde hair. You know, and I'm not knocking you for dyeing your hair. I'm not knocking you for being a natural blonde. But there is a stereotype look that I get concerned when we've got whole screeds of teenage girls aspiring to look this one way. When being an original, I don't know, people, I'm not afraid to stand out in a crowd, and I find I get a lot of compliments for that. I don't want to look like everybody else. Standing in your own light isn't about becoming louder. Maybe your clothes become louder, but it's not about you becoming louder and pushing yourself in people's faces. It's about becoming more fully yourself. It's saying, I know who I am, and I know what I bring, and I'm no longer apologizing for it. So one of the most beautiful things about discovering our superpower is that it isn't just for us. Your gift becomes a way of serving others. The person who is naturally compassionate, for example, they become the volunteer who sits beside someone who's lonely. That's so helpful. It brings peace and comfort and connection to another lonely human being. And all it took was a compassionate person to embrace their own gift. The storyteller in somebody inspires hope in other people. So being able to stand up and tell your story, if you've got this big gritty story of adversity and how you overcome it, it inspires hope in other people. I'm going to be a keynote speaker later on in the year. And all I have to do really is stand up and talk about how I overcome the adversity in my life. Don't know that I've completely overcome it. Maybe that's not the right word. Maybe accept it. Yeah, maybe it is accepting the adversity and rising anyway. The organizer, the person who is the organizer in your group, you know, they create community. You know, they're great delegators and they can bring people together for the good of the whole community, but creating a community in itself. The performer brings joy. You know, the amount of people that when I've been acting a particularly emotional scene and I look up and the audience is crying along with me. So I don't know if I brought them joy, but I brought them a powerful enough performance that it stays with them. And maybe that's joyful. The leader gives people courage. You know, they help create opportunities for other people to rise up and be leaders. And that's courageous. Our gifts find their deepest meaning when they become a contribution. So perhaps joy isn't found in becoming somebody else. Maybe not. Perhaps joy is found in finally becoming more of who we already are. The world's got enough people hiding their light, pretending to be somebody else. Maybe the greatest gift that we can give ourselves and to each other is to stop apologizing for our strengths and start sharing them generously, standing in the power of our own light. And perhaps your superpower isn't something that you need to find after all. Maybe, just maybe, it's something that you've been carrying your whole life, just like me. My gift for public speaking, my gift for acting. I've certainly been doing that and have been able to do that my whole life. Maybe it's something that you've been carrying your whole life and you didn't even realize it was a gift. It's just you being you, right? Oh, kindness? I didn't see that as a gift. Compassion? No, I'm just helpful. Helpful? No, I just like giving back to other people. We downplay our strengths like it is something to be ashamed of. Why not recognize them? Don't you want recognition for them? It's okay. If you do value recognition, I've realized that I do. I actually like being told I'm doing a good job. I love it. Ego fucking loves it too. So maybe your superpower is something that you've been carrying your whole life, waiting for permission to embrace. The good news is this. You don't need permission, my friends. You already have it. And you already have the beautiful gift that is your superpower already. You've just got to look inside of yourself and see it and believe it and then share the shit out of that superpower. Okay, that's all I've got time for. I'm going to take a 6-week break from podcasts. You're going to, just hear random Joy Jam podcasts for the next 6 weeks. Use it to catch up on ones that you've missed perhaps. And I'll be back in about 6 weeks post left hip replacement. All going well, I'll come striding on in here. Okay, ka kite.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.